This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Nuvo with Mia and Mietta. Mietta and Mia are Nuvo queer on Joy 94.9.
Hello, Mia.
Hello, Mietta. How are you, darling?
I'm very good. Hello, listener. Welcome back to Nuvo. We are Mia and Mietta, and we are very happy to have you with us again on this beautiful Tuesday.
So excited. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for joining us. We haven't seen each other in a little while.
In a while. We were just trying to think of how long it's been.
I think it was, when we recorded that episode for Poppy on So Basically.
Yes, Mietta and I did a little guest appearance.
So Basically is another show on Joy. Poppy is on a Saturday afternoon at, what time was it? We should promote her show, given how much she promotes ours.
Absolutely, yeah. It's 1 p.m. 1 p.m. on Saturday.
And we went in and, I thought it went well in the moment. I felt really good about it. And then I listened to it back and I just thought, cancel me.
Cancel you.
Cancel me.
Cancel you. What are you talking about?
Take me off the radio.
I thought it was beautiful.
No, I hated my voice. I can't even listen back to myself anymore. I've listened to so much audio content to myself in the last 6 months, and I should get a voice surgery.
I have told you this time and time again.
Voice change.
I think that you have the most beautiful voice for radio. So I think you're just a little bit, dare I say, insane.
Okay, fine.
And it's all in your head, babe.
I'm sure. But I was just yapping and a yapping, and
yeah,
I was thinking,
and you sounded fantastic.
No, I would like shut this lady up.
No one else is thinking that, babe.
But I was thinking, and also my laugh. I like the sound of my laugh in person, but listening to it back, I'm like, I don't know anyone with a more
negative,
annoying one.
No more of this negative self-talk.
Okay,
it's all in your head.
Well, I did message Poppy and I said, take this off the internet. I did.
Did you actually?
Well, I said, can we make some edits, doll? And she did. She was really kind and really accommodating to my diva needs.
Definitely diva needs, babe.
I don't know. I was like, oh gosh, if I was listening to this, I would just think, who is this person?
I don't think anyone else is thinking that.
So I'm coming to this episode with newfound modesty.
And hopefully we begin to be a bit kinder to ourselves, perhaps.
maybe that too. Yeah, I can be a little tough on myself. Mm-hmm. Yeah, speaking of self-love, Valentine's Day, doll, were you
Valentine's Day
with
I
a
was.
Lover or were you self-loving?
I was self-loving on Valentine's Day. My father got me a rose from the florist, which was very sweet.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Very lovely. And then we had dinner at our local pub.
Oh, so you went on a Valentine's Day
with
your
with my dad.
Because
my mum is off traveling in Sri Lanka at the moment with her sister.
As you do.
Why not? Oh. They're doing a full 2-week tour over there. So.
Is she loving it? Have you heard much from her?
Oh, she's having the best time. Oh. She's having the best time ever. So it's just dad and I fending for ourselves. And so we went out to dinner and then we came back and watched an episode of Buffy together.
Beautiful.
And so listen, I had a lovely Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I had a lovely Valentine's Day. You don't need to share it with someone you're in a romantic relationship with, just someone you love.
Yeah, no, that's
Did
beautiful.
You have any crazy plans at Valentine's Day?
I don't
Day?
Really believe in Valentine's Day at all.
Not when you say Valentine's Day. We're not believing in that.
But when my first Valentine's Day message of the day was from my mother, and she said, "Happy Valentine's Day, Artie," which is my little brother's name. So that's how it started.
Feeling the love.
And
really feeling the
it
love.
It kind of, the energy just, it was the same energy for the rest of the day.
I didn't get a Valentine's Day message from your mum. What's up with that?
You got one from me.
I got one from you.
Why do you need one from my mother?
Because that's bestie. Well, you know, if she's just handing them out.
Her
I'd
birthday's
like
coming
too.
Up.
Happy birthday.
I'll have to get you an invite, doll, to the party.
Mm-hmm. Is there a theme for the birthday
not that
party
I know
yet?
Of
Is there?
Yet. Okay. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Because her last birthday was cowboy themed?
Yeah.
That was great fun.
You came along to that. That
she
was so much fun.
She knows how to throw a good party.
She loves a theme and she loves a Temu buy.
I love a theme as well. I really do love.
There's actually an upcoming party that my mum really wants Mia to come to with us. And the theme is Great Gatsby. Mm-hmm. That is a very popular theme this year and every other year. I mean, people just love a Great Gatsby party doll.
It is a good one.
And Mia was like, oh, sorry, I can't come. And she said, oh, no, I've already bought your costume on Temu. What? Bought her a costume on Temu?
No, I respect the effort and I appreciate that she did that for me.
Now you have to come.
But now I have to come. Now
you've
got the
costume sorted. You have no, other option. You must be there.
I'll have a look around if there's anything not from Temu I could wear. But look, at a catch.
How
I've got
dare
this
you be anti-Temu? I hear those children work very hard.
Oh my God.
So you're not going to wear these braces? Apparently she got you a set in black and white and a set in brown and white because she wasn't sure what tones you were going to be wearing.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. They've already been ordered. They're already here. I'll put them on my body.
I did say to my mom, I said, do you think Mia and I are in a relationship?
Yeah.
It's just that between the
doing
the
a couple's costume
buying and she posted a collage of us on Facebook the other day.
Yeah, like I'd like
30
to,
pictures of
I mean,
us
I
together.
Guess now I'm publicly asking you, Tracy, that was a gorgeous, gorgeous sentiment, but I would just like to know.
What the F?
No, I was going to take it a bit more of a respectful
Sorry,
route
yeah,
and say,
go soft.
Thank you so much for that lovely declaration
of our love.
Our love and friendship. Just curious if there was a motive / purpose behind it, or if it was just
what was that
just sharing some lovely pictures. I'm just curious. I appreciate it either way, no tea, no shade.
I think she
would
just
like a little
always
more
needs to be ahead of the game, and I think she's hedging her bets. She's like, if they do end up together, I want to be able to point back to that post and be like, well, I supported their relationship from the get-go, so
not gonna happen. I'm so sorry
I'm
to say
afraid not Trace.
I'm so sorry to
I
say
I do love you very much. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone who didn't have a Valentine this year.
That's
okay. To self-love. We are doing a bunch of queer love songs in this episode. This is Sam Smith, one of the best queer love song writers ever, with a more upbeat number, Latch.
Nuvo returns right after this.
Welcome back to Nuvo here on Joy 94.9 with Mia and Mieta. That last song you would have heard was Don't Go Breaking My Heart by Elton John.
Classic.
An absolute classic. I have loved this song for a very, very long time. I heard it first in the children's movie Chicken Little. Not sure if you ever saw
film.
That one. That introduced me to some banger music. That End of the World as We Know It.
Yeah.
A little bit of Shake Your Tail Feather.
Oh.
Killer soundtrack for a kids film. I don't think they're making soundtracks that insane for kids films anymore.
Like they did for the Shrek film as well.
The Shrek film was amazing.
Lots of
Flushed Away had a killer soundtrack. I remember that one was really good. What else had a... Hang on, we're getting a... Can you see that? We're getting a call in.
Oh, I've got no idea how to answer these calls. we actually don't have producer Hannah in today. I think I just pressed this. Here we go.
Hello. Welcome to Nuvo.
Hello. Long time listener, first time caller.
Oh.
Thank you.
I think I know this voice.
You may recognize this voice. It's BB.
Hi, B. This is one of my dad's BB.
Hi, B. How are you?
I'm calling up to complain today.
Oh.
A complaint?
A complaint. Okay.
Okay, we're taking complaints now. Let's hear.
Can I tell you, after, listening to your Grammy special, which I thought was fantastic.
Yes.
I really wasn't feeling the joy.
Oh, okay.
Well, you went through, lots of stuff about the Grammys, all those good performances by all those people I'd never heard of. Mia was talking about some interesting outfits. But then you didn't mention what I thought was one of the best performances of the night.
Did we not? Who?
Okay, who did we not mention? Who did we fail to mention?
Mr. Benson Boone.
Benson Boone.
Are you familiar with his work?
Do you know who Benson Boone is?
I keep hearing this name Benson Boone, but I just don't think I can take anyone seriously if their name is Benson Boone.
I have to be honest, well, B, I wouldn't know who he was if it wasn't for you.
Had the number one streaming song in the UK last year. So, you girls need to keep your finger on the pulse.
And what was that song? Can you give us a little rendition of the hit song?
I don't think anyone would be feeling the joy if I started singing.
How do you know about Benson Boone?
He came up on my TikTok feed.
Okay.
I see.
Look, I did
see... You know your TikTok feed? Mm. You know, sometimes I think, you know, the people at the Chinese Communist Party, they just know me so well. They send me really interesting things. What's on your TikTok feed at the moment?
No one knows me better than the Chinese Communist Party. Oh, yeah. Yeah. They understand my algorithm.
What are you getting at the moment?
Oh, look, I mean... I do know of that performance that was at the Grammys that Benson did.
Do you remember he did the backflip?
Okay,
yeah, he was wearing like a blue glittery sort of jumpsuit number, sort of Harry Styles inspired, but
yes,
tighter.
And I will say I saw the clip on TikTok. So.
Yes, and Nikki Glaser, I think, and Heidi Klum like ripped the clothes off him, and then he went up on stage. He did a couple of flips for no apparent reason, but I think the gays love him. Is he the new Harry Styles?
Well, he was certainly flirting up a storm with J-Lo, and J-Lo was looking very interested.
She was, wasn't she?
Now she's broken out with old Ben. You know, he's got more interesting old Benson.
How old is Benson?
He was good. He was very energetic.
Ben Affleck?
Doing backflips.
Benson.
Yeah, Mia would have had something to talk about with his outfit. Could you describe it, Mia?
Oh, did you see his outfit?
I can't remember the outfit. I can bring it up right now.
Look, we can get your thoughts on it. But, I mean, Benson Boone, at the end of this song, I think he does that. Those beautiful things that I got. You know that one.
Yeah, that's the one.
And it sounds quite like that.
Yes.
And at the end, he did this sort of what he's calling like an adjustment.
He did an adjustment.
It looked like more than an adjustment to me. Oh. But I think the gays are loving
it. Okay. So he's really grabbing that sparkly area.
He gives it a good tug.
Wouldn't be the Grammys without someone.
Yes, well,
you
maybe
know.
You could put on Benson for all your listeners to listen to. He's apparently quite big with kids.
Well, look. Unfortunately, we're doing queer love songs, and I'm not sure that he has one. But if he does do one, we will feature Benson Boone.
I do want this blue sparkly jumpsuit.
I did really enjoy the Grammy show. I thought it was great.
Thank you so much for being our first caller.
Thank you so much, and we take your complaint to heart,
and we will improve.
Don't
you be worrying about that.
Oh, good. We will expect your call.
We appreciate the constructive.
Love you.
Bye.
See ya. Benson Boone content.
Benson Boone. Do you think that's his government name, or do you think that's his drag name?
I hope not. Yeah, I don't know.
That's just crazy. It's just another average-looking white man, really.
I feel like that's what he's going for.
I see what you mean. He does look like a Temu Harry Styles, if you will.
Yeah, he's got a bit of a mo going. Mm-hmm. It's not doing it for me, but all the best to him.
But I'm glad Brendan's a super fan. Benson Boone's number one
fan. Should we go to some songs?
I think that's a good idea.
Our first song is going to be Lunch Billie Eilish, followed by a little Taylor Swift, Dorothea, because our next segment is Gala Lore. I'm going to force you to listen to my Gala Lore.
Here we go.
And buckle up.
Mm-hmm.
Nuvo returns right after this.
Hello and welcome back to Nuvo with Mia and Mietta on this beautiful Tuesday night. Thank you for sticking with us. That last song you would have heard was Dorothea, Taylor Swift. And I have to say, I think this has to be one of her queerest songs, which is a difficult, you know, title to give. But if you regard Karlie Kloss as her biggest, like, bisexual lesbian relationship, this song has the most clues in it that it is definitely about her. I mean, there is a line that even says, you're a queen selling dreams, selling makeup in magazines, you know, from you, I'd buy anything. And I mean, not that I know the most of all of the galas, but I definitely do support this theory.
And you know a little thing or two about it.
And I know a thing or two.
Was that confirmed ever?
Well, I feel like she has confirmed it through her music. Okay. I mean, one might argue that Folklore, Evermore, these were coming out albums, really. And even though Lover is the one that's all covered in rainbows, it's not necessarily the queerest album, but it does have again, some of the most obvious songs about Karlie Kloss, for instance, like Cornelia Street. You know, she had an apartment that the two of them shared on Cornelia Street. Yeah, like, it's
that seems very on the nose.
Yeah. And then with Folklore and Evermore, you know, she's constantly talking about this party where they're smashing glass. Well, Karlie Kloss went off to marry a Jewish man. Like, it's all there, you know, smashing of the glass under the cloth.
Almost like she's trying to be like, oh, it's subtle, but she wants you to find
Easter eggs. You went off and got married. And like, she just
Taylor does love an Easter egg.
She loves an Easter egg. And so they're dropped absolutely everywhere. Mm-hmm. She also was rumored to have a relationship with Diana Angrong, who was on Glee. She played Quinn Fabray. Wonderland, again, one that's sort of confirmed to be about her. She had like some sort of Wonderland, Alice in Wonderland tattoo thing on her ribcage. And then Taylor writes this song about these two like girls running around and getting lost, and your blue eyes and my blue eyes, and like it's all there.
Yes. I wish Taylor Swift made an appearance on Glee.
Yes, she should have.
That would have been pretty fantastic.
What else have we got here? I should have written some notes. This is a last minute segment, but I'm trying my best. I'm trying
to go to the Gala Doc.
Oh, there is a Gala Doc online that I should double check my facts on, because there are some people who have like donated, you know, their life to this. But also Question, which is from a more recent album. She's still writing about Karlie Kloss, this sort of whatever happened, it ended in real disaster, and she won't stop about it.
Does she
doesn't have to
only date fellow tall blonde women?
That seems to be the theme.
Maybe they say you date yourself.
Yes,
that can sometimes be a thing. Maybe she's just really all about the self-love.
She's all about the self-love. Yeah, drawing it right back in. Well done. Very good. But there were photographs of Taylor and Karlie kissing at the 1975 concert, and they were up on some balcony, and there's all these videos and photos and whatever. And then in a more recent album, Midnight, I think it was, there's a song called Question, and it does this whole thing where she says, you know, can I ask you a question? Did someone ever kiss you in a crowded room and every single one of your friends was making fun of you, but 15 seconds later they were clapping to, then what did you do? And in the song they've inserted the audio of the clapping from the video.
Oh
yeah,
as I said, on the damn nose there.
Very on the nose.
Yeah Okay,
so if you don't believe me, just fall down this rabbit hole too. Come down into Wonderland,
down,
as they
come
say.
Come to Wonderland, read through those lyrics.
Now, if I have a look at this Taylor doc that these galas have put together, they begin with mentioning a relationship she had with a violinist / fiddle player or something on her first self-titled tour. And they were very close. There's lots of photos to kind of, you know, support that maybe it was more than a friendship. I mean, I'm sure Tracy would say the same about us. But then Tracy, oh my God, that's actually the name of her PR person, took her off the tour because it was just not great press for Taylor at the time. There were, you know, she was writing some songs about her and stuff. And being in the country scene at that time.
Yeah, she was the country princess.
And this is like 2006. Yeah. Like, these are early
days. She's
got
to marry a cowboy.
Yeah, I mean, now the boy on the football team, clearly. But at this point, I think she felt like her team thought that she couldn't come out. And I don't necessarily agree with the galas that she's a lesbian. I think she has had legitimate relationships with men. But I think there's a queerness here. There are some relationships with women, and definitely songs that she's writing where you're like, okay.
Very telling towards
then,
like a relationship, yeah.
Oh, yes, they've got the 1975 kiss there. That wonderful Vogue spread that they did together. And they took all these sort of photos going out to Big Sur. Then she writes all these songs about Big Sur. And in the centerfold, it says two for the show. So the first put is like one for the money, two for the show. And then she does this song called Champagne Problems. Again, probably the queerest song off Evermore, where she sings one for the money, two for the show. I never was ready, so I watch you go. Ooh. Yeah. And then there's like, you know, sorry I couldn't be your centerfold in Coney Island. Like, it's just, she is.
When you lay out the
evidence.
At the
least, she's queer baiting.
Yes.
At the very least, she's queer baiting.
At the very least, she's using the conspiracy, I guess, to her advantage.
Absolutely.
And playing into it.
For sure. And that's kind of all. I mean,
I don't think we should expect her to come out. I don't think it's so much that she's queer baiting. I think if she's only willing to share these examples and share her love in this way through, you know, subtle little Easter eggs in her songs, then that's okay too.
And the
too.
Music videos. I mean, the Bejeweled music video, there's lots of references to Carly in that. There's this one scene that looks like they're wearing the same stuff that they were wearing when they met, whatever. But most importantly, she got in Lena Dunham. Is that?
Oh, Lena Dunham?
No, no, not Lena Dunham.
No, not her.
No, the woman who played Ellen's gay awakening in the sitcom Ellen. When she came out as a lesbian.
Oh, yeah, I think it is Lena Dunham.
Yeah. she brought her into the music video as well. And I mean, tall, leggy blonde, as
tall,
you said.
Tall, leggy blonde, yeah. I'm saying. I'm thinking her type is what she sees
in
the
herself.
Mirror.
Is herself, yeah.
That's okay. Nothing wrong with that.
Anyway, I think we will wrap it up there because I don't want to torture the people with any more gay lore.
No, but it is interesting because the evidence is quite compelling, especially when you compare the lyrics.
It is there. Yeah. And we are going to go to one more Taylor to lead us out. Did we end up deciding on Holy Ground?
They don't have
Holy Ground. Maybe we should do Question.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
Just a question. Nuvo returns right after this.
Welcome back to Nuvo here on Joy 94.9 with Mia and Mieta. That last song you would have heard was Limerence by Lucy Dacus.
Look, she has a new album coming out. Mm-hmm. She's released, I think, 3 singles from this album. They are all killer.
Beautiful.
No filler. Limerence is one of them. Ankles is another. And Best Guess is another. They're all just fabulous. I mean, I loved her last album back in 2021. She's made us wait.
She's
a home video.
She was very busy with Boy Genius, I suppose.
I suppose so. Yeah, all the stuff she's done with Boy Genius has been as good as her solo albums. Mm. But yeah, home video, incredible. No skips. Historian before that back in 2018. Love Lucy Dacus. Mm-hmm. And more and more to come from her, which is just great. I feel like, yeah, being in Boy Genius has given her the confidence to just keep pushing.
Trio was made out of God's hand specifically, I think. Like, it was just so perfect. They came together so perfectly and their voices blend together so well.
I can't believe we get to live in the same time as Boy Genius.
Yeah, honestly.
Truly. I just, love every single member of that band. We should put in a Boy Genius song. We should swap it out for What Is Something. I don't know. We should do We're in Love. That's the one we should. We're getting to the next song. This is how we plan our episodes and our songs. It's just as we're talking.
Air, yeah. Of course.
But given this is the lovers episode, we should talk about lovers. Mm-hmm. Have you been watching Maths at all?
I haven't been watching Maths, but I have had so many people tell me I need to.
Look,
get
every
on
season
it.
Is fun. This season is no different.
This one seems particularly juicy.
Yeah, but I love how what Maths does is it puts this mirror up to the Australian man and where we're at as a country. And each year they sort of pick a different topic that we're working with still, and just it's wonderful. Like, you know, first one it's like, oh, okay, let's look at cheating and how men are still cheating. Like, then let's look at how men still have a preference for younger women. Let's look at how men still have a preference for skinny women. Let's look at all of these things that we just, it's just wonderful to see this mirror put up to our men, to the men of this country.
And I think there is something fun about hearing, you know, a man with some type of outrageous opinions, because you just, it's, there's something comical about it because you gotta laugh.
Yeah,
because it's,
and
like,
then
you
brought
really
on this guy
feel
who thinks
like
he's
that?
A warrior, and just this rhetoric that they're being sold online is frightening, and but also very entertaining and hilarious to watch.
That's why I think I might have to get on board for the entertainment value.
You should. But on Maths, they're always asking them like what their dream lover is. So for you, for next Valentine's Day, who is the Valentine? What are we? We're putting a call out. This is the lover's call. Call into Joy 0427 Joy 949 if you fit the following.
Here we go. Well, I actually I'm sorry to burst everyone's bubbles right here, right now, but I am happy. No, I'm not. Can you imagine? I haven't let you know. I haven't let anyone know. Mm. No, I'm quite enjoying just being single. And
we should talk about that myself. More.
I think that...
Not the need for it. Yeah.
I always say I'm not looking for anyone specific. I really don't have, which boo, boring, but I really don't have a specific type in a human. I'm just, if something comes along and if I meet someone and we have a little connection, sure, fantastic, but I'm not pining for that. I don't feel incomplete without that. I'm really just, I'm just chilling, guys.
My grandmother called me the other day she said, you know, always she'll ask me, you know, is there anyone new? Are you seeing anyone? You know, what's going on there? And I was like, oh, no. Look, nothing's really changed from the last 4 days. Not a lot since then, doll. And she said, oh, well, I guess, you know, for your generation of women, you don't need men anymore and you just don't need to get married. And I was like, Jesus Christ. Just because I'm not married now doesn't mean I'm never going to be. It's not like I've made this choice to never have a man in my life. I just happen to be single at this moment in time.
And also, I'm still very young. There's still time for all that.
But she seems to think that I've made like a conscious choice to be a spinster because I'm 23 and currently single.
And that's the choice you've made. That's your bed. You lie in it.
And it's like,
guess you have to be happy being single forever.
Yeah.
Guess that's the only option.
Yeah. Not as good as what my other grandmother said to me, which was, you seem very happy at the moment. After asking me, of course, like the other one, am I dating anyone? You seem very happy at the moment. You're not going to come out as binary, are you?
Come out as binary?
As binary, right? And I was like, oh, non-binary.
Is that what she meant?
Well, that's what I thought she meant. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, well, no, I'm not non-binary, but, you know, not that there's a problem with that. Yeah. I hope there wouldn't be a problem with that, but not really sure what about me is giving you non-binary, but sure, let's move on. And I still don't know what happened during that conversation.
But that's also,
it's also to be one thing. Like, you're not going to be binary. It just doesn't even...
I wonder what she meant. I guess maybe she meant non-binary, but...
But I'm not... Do I see non-binary?
If she asked, are you binary, then the answer would be, yes, I am.
I am. I know, but I knew that there was no way that that's not what she meant. I knew she meant non-binary.
Okay, does she know about non-binary people? Is she clued into
all that? I think she knows enough. Like, if you were going to ask me of all people, I think you don't really know what that means. But my point is, I think just because we're single, it doesn't mean that we're like, there's something missing from our life. I think maybe it's an older generation that feel that way, but I've never felt more complete. I've never been happier. I mean,
just having fun.
Yeah, I'm going to hate listening back to this, but it's true. I've never been happier.
Yeah.
And I'm having a lot of fun. Like, just because I don't have a boyfriend, it doesn't mean that I'm not enjoying myself.
Exactly.
I'm having a good time, your life. Doll. Living my life.
Mm-hmm.
How's your living of life going? Are you happy single, or do you think you're happier in a relationship?
No, I'm totally happy single. As I just said, I'm not, it's not something I'm...
But are you happier in what state? Because I think I am actually happier single. I'm pretty sad in a relationship.
Well, maybe that's because you haven't been dating the right people. I don't think you should ever be sad in a relationship.
No, not sad, but I feel cramped.
Yes.
I feel like my freedom has been taken from me.
So you're not looking for any specific lovers?
I think I'm looking for polyamory. I think I'm looking for an open relationship. No. I'm just... I got a sugar daddy offer the other day.
Oh.
Not that I'll be accepting it, but like, it's just nice to know there are options.
Yeah, okay.
You know,
people
there are options.
Interested.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Well, no sugar daddies anytime soon.
No.
I don't
know. Thank you for your offer, but no.
Yeah, lovely offer. Generous, kind offer, but no thank you.
You know, I'd like to see a Tiffany watch first.
yeah. Show me the product and then we'll talk. You have been listening to the Lovers episode of Nuvo today.
With Mia and Mieta. Thank you so much for joining us.
We're going to take you to Silly by Troye Sivan.
Our final love song of the night, because I'm silly like that. I'm silly. A love junkie like that.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.